Chodesh Tov, everybody. Shetak could be a good month. Simen Resh Mem Vav Sifhei. Mokim Shenoagu. Lul Mai Torah. You hear this? It's only a minig. Mokim Shenoagu. Lul Mai Torah. Shabiksav Bishar. I'm sorry. Mokim Shenoagu. Lalamed Torah. Torah Shabiksav Bishar. Muta Lalamed Bishar. The issue of this sif is whether you're allowed to pay rebbeim that teach Torah. As you know, the minig is to be very machmir on this and not to pay. But the issue is, because Chazal Darshan... Yeah, so we're going to see now. This is based on a nidain of ma'ani b'chinam, afato b'chinam. Moshe Rabbeinu said, just like I taught b'chinam, you should teach b'chinam as well. So Malkum Shadol Lulame Torah Shabiksab Bishar Mutta Lulame Bishar Torah Shabiksab, which is Chumish, you're allowed to teach and pay a Rebbe. The Rebbe's allowed to teach and be paid. Aval Torah Shabal Peh, but Torah Shabal Peh also Lulame Bishar. You hear that?
What's the difference?
So let's see. Well, not really. Torah Shabiksav, it was handed to them. Torah Shabal Peh, Moshe Rabbeinu
Tov. I also understood this might not pay is because the Rebbe is the bitten
man. Well, we'll learn. Let's learn what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Lai Masa Mishal Amdeinu B'chinam. If a person can't find someone to teach him for free, Yilmaid Bishar. You're allowed to hire somebody. Okay, one second. Va'afal pi shehutzruch lilmaid bishar. Lo yomer, even though he had to pay for someone to teach him, lo yomer k'shem shalomadeti b'schar kach elmay b'schar. All right, Moshe taught free, so the guys who got from him have to teach for free. I had to pay, so I'll charge. No, eli yilamed la'acherim b'chinam. Now, mashanago idna l'lamed hakel b'schar. Why did the heterim b'zman hazeh to teach b'schar? Ein loy b'melis parnes sorry. If a person has no parnasa and he can't go earn a parnasa because of this, it's muta. If it's clear that this schar is what we call schar b'teila, demuchach, it's clear shemaniyah kol asokav masayim atonai. He's quitting a job to go teach, but someone wants him to teach. He says, "Look, I have a, I can go now and sell a sroigim. You want me to do this instead?" So. Pay me what I would have gotten there. So that, shari. So we have two heterim. We have one heter for Torah Shabiksav, and one heter for even Torah Shabapeh, but it's done for Schar B'Teila. The Mashmois HaGemara in the Dorim is that Torah Shabiksav is mutter. The Gemara says, Ahmad Yama says, Schar Shimur. Torah Shabiksav is taught to youngsters, and by youngsters, if you don't get paid for your teaching, you get paid for disciplining them. Hardest thing about being a rebbe in elementary school is the discipline.
Huh? How old is that?
So Schar Shimur is the heter of Torah Shabiksav. So it could be that that heter Bizman Azeh goes to an older age. It depends. A lot of it is Schar Shimur, and if you give tests, and you have to mark tests, that's also you're allowed to be paid for. You're allowed to be paid because you have to go there to be there by davening. You're allowed to take money for the things on the side. There's a third heter in the Ramah. Kol Chidushe Seifer. Hayra Mashaniske Midrabana Mutter Litein Litol Schar Lelamdai. The Gemara there says that you're allowed Torah Shabiksav is mutter. So one man of the Yama says Schar Shimur, and the other one says Schar Pisuk Tamim. You're allowed to charge for teaching the trump. You're teaching the children the trump. So the Rishayim declare, why is teaching trump any different than teaching anything else? So there are those who say that it's only a drabonim. The Ran, I think, in the Dharam says, because trump is a drabonim, it's a Mashmais HaGemar. Very hard to understand. There's a Gemara Megillah that learns a pasuk. What is it? Shum Seichel. learns out from a pasuk that this trap. What does it mean? Trap is a drabana. Unless it means learning the trap is only Talmud Torah midrabana. So it's a little unclear as to what the gedarim are, but the Rama takes from there, same because Maimini, that dinim derabana you're allowed to teach, that that's not included. And truth is for money, right? You're allowed to teach everything, right? For money, and therefore it would seem to be most of what we learn are derabanans. Most of shmiras hamitzvus is derabanans b'zman hazeh, and therefore that would be another heter. So there are a handful of heterim.
The other side of the coin, if you learn that,
If you teach to Rabbanan,
you
become.
You
learn on your own. You learn on your own. You learn on your own. You learn on your own. You learn on your own. You learn on your own. You learn on your own. You learn on your own. You learn on your own. You learn on your own. You learn on your own. So it must mean that the way we understand is that it means that the learning of trap, no one's obligated to learn trap. So that idea that you sit and learn the trap is part of Limud HaTorah. Now, there's an interesting halacha. It's Siman Shin Lamed Vav in Yaradeya. It says, Dinei Harayfei, the dinim of doctors. I don't know if you want to hear this. But there it also says, Harayfei Osolito Schar HaChokhma. A doctor is not allowed to take, it doesn't say anything about lawyers anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, but they're afraid they get sued. And the Shas says, a doctor doesn't take money. Aveidus Gufay, who Rachman Amar Hashivai say, Loi, the rabbis Aveidus Gufay. It's a mitzvah, you don't take schar for doing mitzvahs. So, there are a lot of things with doctors. Yeah, so how does that stem? I don't know. So, you get it for free, but it's worth every penny. So, I don't know, they have the same heter of schar b'teila for a doctor. Just the schar b'teila of a doctor, the schar b'teila of a. Okay. Somebody said. Someone called in an expert. One of his machines wasn't working. So the fellow came in, he pushed a button or two, and they charged him $1,000. So he said, pushing two buttons, $1,000? So he rewrote the bill. He said, pushing two buttons, $2. Knowing which buttons to push, $998. You know, the doctor, you know, to know which buttons to push, you know, okay. But to learn to know which buttons to push, you know, I think that's maybe the... At any rate, there happen to be a lot of similarities between Dinei Raifei and Dinei Malamed. It's just interesting. The Gemara says, Loi mekol adam zeichin les rapais. It says, Loi mekol adam zeichin lilmoid. Just like you're allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz, or Kai's allowed to go to Mokum Tumma, Durabanan, to learn by a certain Rebbe, or Hilchas Nedarim is nafkamina. It says the same thing by Rafua. The Loi mekol adam zeichin les rapais. Person has to have certain confidence in a doctor. So, okay. At any rate, this is Sifhei, not allowed to speak out. What's the svara of the Rabbanan is muta? I think the mani bechinam is only what Moshe Rabbeinu taught, and what was the Chiddush later. Moshe Rabbeinu taught everything at Har Sinai, learned everything at Har Sinai, but he didn't teach everything to Klal Yisrael. So whatever he didn't teach, that the Gzeiros HaKosa of mani bechinam doesn't apply. It's your Chiddush, you could sell it. Yeah. Torah Shalayhu. There's a Gemara. Gemara darshins kiyim b'tayras Hashem cheftzai v'seirasa yege yamam v'layla. Gemara says it starts off tayras Hashem, and when you say your own chidushim, it's tayrasa yege that even a person learns. He's mechadish. He has bailus on his tayra. That's what it says in the Gemara. What? Oh, the pasuk. Yeah, it's until him perikal. So he has bailus on his Torah. He can control his Torah. So there's a tshuva in the Tziv. It's interesting. It's about a person that was nifter, and he left the tzava not to print his tshuvas. It was a Talmud Chacham. He said not to print any of his tshuvas. And the Yarshim wanted to print it. He didn't want to print it. So the Yis Netziv, if they're allowed to print it against his will, it's Taira Nasa Shalai, it's his Taira. He has Bailas on it. So the Netziv, there are two halves to the tshuvas of the Netziv. The half that they get to our discussion, Netziv says that the Taira Shalai is only Taira Sanoah. He has a right to say, give it to him and don't give it to him. I want to print a sefer. I don't want you to print my Chidushei Torah. But to say, don't print it at all, that he has no bailus. I think the tzavah was to bury the tshuvas together with him, that it shouldn't be printed. So, Netziv said they could print it. He doesn't have bailus that his mamish is. The second half is in the tzavah, he wrote, the Chidushim, he lets them print. Because the Chidushei Torah, he was orangutan in the sugya when he wrote it. But the truth is, he wasn't a orangutan in the sugya, so he's worried that they're not accurate. So the Tziv writes something that some Sefer writes famously, that fakert, when it comes to a truva lamaisa, there's more siyata d'shmaya than when somebody's doing chidushei taira, and fakert, the truva should be published. Okay, at any rate, this is Sif A. Let's go to Sif Av.
Is Mechava saying there's an independent heter for Panos itself?
I think the parnasa is also the schar b'teila idea that he can go over to parnasa, so he's allowed to charge for it. Okay, sivav, a more explosive topic, the topic of isha shalamda taira, the question of women studying taira. In the halacha lemaisa world, there's a wide span of opinions. Even forgetting the politics, just the halacha of what a person is allowed to teach a woman as far as limud haTorah. Let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Isha shalom de Torah, yesh la sachar, aval lo kischar ha'ish. A woman who learns Torah gets schar, not like a man, nishena mitzuvah v'aisa. Because a man is mitzuvah v'aisa, he has more schar, and a woman who's not a mitzuvah v'aisa, doesn't have more schar. The Taz brings Taisvis that a man is a Yetzirah not to learn Mashen Kain, a woman. Maybe she has a Yetzirah to learn. Vavo Pishyesh Sachar, even though she gets schar. Tzivu Chazal Shaloi Yelameid Odom Esbite Taira. Chazal commanded us not to teach Taira to our daughters. Why? They Sharaiv Hanashim Ein Daitan Luchuvanais Lehislamed, umaitziyas divrei Taira ledivrei havoi lefi anius daitan. This is in Shulchan Aruch. This is something we need to understand. It says Chazal mitzava us not to teach our daughters Taira, even though they get schar, because roiv nashim ein daitan mechuvanais lehislamed, umaitziyas divrei Taira ledivrei havoi lefi anius daitan. So we're going to have to try to understand that. Amru Chachamim, Kol Melamed is Bitei Taira, Kilu Melamdo Tiflus, Pirish Devar Aveira. Vamer Devar Mo Rebbe Taira Shabal Peh. Taira Shabal Ksav, Lo Yil Meraisuk Lechat Chila, Vimelamdo Eino Kamelamdo Tiflus. So let's analyze what it says here from a purely halachic standpoint. Taira Shabal Ksav, it says you're allowed to teach. We'll have to discuss what's included in Taira Shabal Ksav. And Taira Shabal Peh, can you tell someone the Shulchan Aruch says don't do it? I think so. No? People tie it. It doesn't say it's aser. It says the words lo yilmid adam es bitei Taira Shulchan Aruch. No? It says the words lo yilmid adam es bitei Taira, and therefore it seems to be in Shulchan Aruch that a person should not teach his daughter Torah Shabbat Torah Shabbat Peh.
Even in the mainstream, within our school,
it
fits into this criteria.
Ramban. So how far does it go? So we have to get to that. But certainly Gemara, it seems, is certainly out. By Torah Shabbat Ksav, Lo Yimid Ois Lechatchila, Ve'Em Lamda Eino Kondim. So it seems there are three guides. There's a Mutter. I don't know what's mutter exactly. And then there's lo yomud l'chatchila aval eina kamalam de tiflus, and then there's tiflus. Those seem to be his three garments.
Now,
that's what it sounds like from here. So I have to tell you two diyukim from the Shulchan Aruch. One is Rav Shach and Avi Ezri on Hilchas Talmud Torah. Rav Shach says that it only says in Shulchan Aruch la yilamid odam is bita. You shouldn't have a school system or a system of teaching where you teach women Torah. If a woman on her own wants Shem Shemayim, if it's for political reasons, you don't do any of these things. But let's say a woman really wants to learn on her own. So Rav Shach, this Navi Ezri, Rav Shach says she could come on her, she can go on her own and learn. The Torah Shulchan Aruch says, "La yomid adam is bitai." You shouldn't go teach her, because if you have a system where you expect women to learn, they're going to be mighty divrei Torah, divrei haba. But if you have a regular woman who wants to learn, so that doesn't say it's us.
That's the beginning of the seif.
So you agree with Rav Shach, okay? So you agreeing with him or you disagreeing? You're in agreement, okay? Shkayef, good. So it says Rav Shach says, and the fact that it comes from Rav Shach is certainly an important point. There's a second heter that says in two sources, and one of them is not so surprising and wouldn't carry that much weight, and the other one would carry more weight. One of them is the Torah Tamima. His reputation is that. To be a little more liberal when it comes to these things, so it's not chiddush. He says it, but it also says in the Chida, in the Avas David of the Chida, they say that it only says that they arrived at nashim ain't daita mechuvanis. That means the Shulchan Aruch itself is saying that there are a miut nashim that are daita mechuvanis. There are some women who are daita mechuvanis believe in that Torah. It says arrived nashim ain't daita mechuvanis. And therefore, if you it's shayach such an idea that every woman should die to mechuvanis l'limudat Torah, that it's shayach such a thing. I mean, the Gemara says that Bruria learned shloish mei shmeitza biyuma tava on a winter day. She learned, let's say, 300 shev shmeitza, not shev, shin shmeitza. She learned, so she learned. She got in trouble at the end. It's right the other way. Okay? Most people don't know the end of the story. But they don't teach that in elementary school. Anyway, so these are two heterim that have a solid Makairis. Nor of Shah saying that a woman on her own can do it. And the Chida saying that a miyot nashim adaita mechuvanais. So there is something to it. To have a system which teaches it, it says Beferish Shulchan Aruch Natu, and certainly those who learn it, and I don't judge any individual, but those who learn it for some type of feminist agenda, it's, I remember there were signs in the neighborhood of Tarvadas, they were having all night, Shavuos night, the ladies in the neighborhood got together to learn all night. So these are women, some of them on the block of the yeshivas. I met one, and I said, who's going to watch your children? You're going to stay up and learn all night? She said, my husband doesn't stay up. My husband goes to sleep. I'm staying up to learn. You know, he doesn't stay up anyway. So there's something a little lopsided about, you know, if there's an individual home like that is one thing. But you have a lot of ladies in the neighborhood getting together, there's something a little lopsided about such an idea. Now, so let me finish everything, then you'll ask me your questions. Well, let me finish. So, let me just finish, because most of the other people I'm asking is going to be included, okay? And then, so anyway, these are two things. Now, there are two more nekudas I have to explain. First of all, what's included in Torah Shebichtav? This is a very difficult thing. In Skver, they learn Chumash without Rashi, without Ramban. They learn Chumash, you have to explain it. So the those who are teaching learn Rashi and Ramban, you can't explain Chumash. But they learn Chumash, they do exactly what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Taz here says that, he says that this which you're allowed to learn with women, Torah Shebichtav, the Taz says in Dalid, he says, Limud Pirish Divrei HaTorah, Derech Hischakmus V'Havana Osru L'Chatchila. Zemuva B'Loshen HaTalmid Anoshim Lilmoid V'Noshim L'Shmaya. By Hakel it says, Anoshim Lilmoid V'Noshim L'Shmaya. That's the end of Taz Dalid. So he says that it's L'Shmaya, to hear the Torah Shebichtav, and not to be ma'ayin anymore. It's very hard to understand how it's possible to learn. If you just learn Torah Shemiksav without anything, you put the tefillin between your two eyes, you know, it's just not shaya to learn Torah Shemiksav by itself. It's a very difficult thing to understand. Now, the other thing is to explain what it means, Noshim ein daita mechuvanais, shemetzias divrei Torah ledivrei havai. And women are very intelligent. And not only that, you're allowed to teach a six-year-old boy Torah Shabbat Peh. A woman is more intelligent than a six-year-old boy. No halacha shaita, you can't teach a shaita Torah. You can teach a shaita Torah. So where does it come that Noshim, if it means that they somehow lack intelligence, it's a very difficult thing to understand. Rav Schwab, in Parshas Kisisa, in a very short piece, he says that Chochmas Anoshim is in Koyach HaPirud, and Chochmas Noshim is B'Koyach HaChibur. Says the male wisdom is an ability to make a distinction, to differentiate, to be Mechalik. Which is all what all Gemara is about. All Gemara is Shani Hossam. The whole Gemara is the ability to make distinctions. By a woman, it's a Koyach Lechaber. Bina Yaseir Nosna Benoshim. Bina is love and davar mitach davar, to connect things. Chazal have an expression, Ein Chochma Lenoshim Elo Bepelech. Sounds very, very derisive. It says that a woman, her wisdom is only in her knitting tools. It sounds like, you know, they belong in the kitchen. Schwab says it's not what it means. It means the chokhmah of women is kayach achibur, is to connect things, is to put things together. The kayach of ish is pirud. Women, when they learn, don't tend to make the distinctions that are fundamental to really understanding Torah Shav HaPeh. The Torah Shav HaPeh requires saying here it's different, there it's different, when differences matter. So that's the idea that at least is behind the guidelines of Chazal, that Divrei Torah shouldn't be there. There's a Drisha Institute in Manhattan, it still exists. Drisha, which is fundamentally to teach Gemara to women. They allow some men in also, I think, but fundamentally to teach to women. Many years ago, shortly after Drisha opened, I there was not a good convention. I was supposed to speak on this wonderful topic of women learning Gemara. And just that, I was learning Bechavrusa with a good friend of mine who's a professor in NYU. So morning study was in Torah Vadas, and then he went to teach. So his train to NYU is the same train that people go to Drisha. So he said he got on the train and he saw a young boy and girl sitting next to each other, arms around each other, with a Steinsaltz Gemara, you know, figuring out the Gemara on their laps. And, you know, Nagia, like him, they didn't get to yet in the Gemara, but that's what they were doing. So he got very upset. So he went over to them. He said to them, Kishem she mekabel schar la drisha, kach mekabel schar la prisha. And that was a good line, I don't know. So that made my speech. No one remembers anything I said, but that line they remember, you know. So at any rate, this is a sif. It's not meant anything more than what it is, than what it says, and that is that the role of a woman is this way. Now, if you have questions, yeah.
So, what's a poor person supposed to do when they have to send a girl to school? According to this,
they don't teach her Shabbat Peh in school. So that's the question: whether Pirushim HaChumish is asur or not. So then, not everyone them's on that it means without the Pirushim HaChumish, because it's hard to understand what it means Chumish without Torah Shabbat Peh. What do the words mean? The words don't seem to make sense.
So, yeah. Remember the story the Rav said once when the Rav worked in art school. There was a woman there that was bucking in the Hasara Mamoros. She knew that Gemara.
She made a seal on Shas. She was the proofreader for the Shas, for the art school Shas, yeah. Yeah. So, well, she can. Well, she could. It's a good question. If she goes and listens into a shir, is that aser? I don't know. She listens into a shir, is that aser? It doesn't say that. What it says in Shulchan Aruch is not to have a system to teach women Torah. There shouldn't be the system at Klal Yisrael. That's all it says. If she wants to listen, it's. I think it was well known that the Tribuna Rav, I think his wife was a Baki Bishas. That's what they say. I think in the introduction to the David Misharim that was print, that was reprinted, it says about his wife. I think it says a Maisa. It's many years. So I think it says a Maisa that once the Tribuna Rav was sitting in a Din Torah, and his wife called him out and told him that he forgot a Tosfos in Pesachim. Something like that, you know, like it's some story, but you know, but she didn't go on the rooftops and proclaim that women learn Tyrus. You know, she sat in the Dalet Amos and she learned. So
same thing in the Dabish year. We've learned Torah about
it's all Torah Shabbat Sabbath, not Torah Shabbat.
No, we bring that Gemara.
Okay. Yes. Of Das. Okay, good. That's very good. Okay. All right, so, Shaul, you still have something to ask? I push you up before, so it's good. Okay, so this is the basic rule. We still have a Ramah. Umikol Makom. Now, this Ramah needs a Hesber. The Lamaisa is simple. Mikol Makom Chayev Seisha Lumay Dina Mashach Leisha. It's simple. Women must learn dinim that are shayach to women because they have to know what to do. So here there's a chakira. The chakira is in the Stechemed, and I saw it in the Vayal Moshe, the Samar Rebbe clears this chakira. You'll figure out right away which way he goes. But he clears when a woman is mechuyev to learn the dinim that are shayach to them, is that a Talmud Torah dikadin? Now it's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. They have to learn the dinim that are shayach to them. Well, no. Al Talmud Torah, they have to learn. But as a hechsher mitzvah, to know how to separate challah, they have to learn dinei challah. To know the dinim of lighting an Erev Shabbos, they have to learn Shabbos. To know hilchas nida, they have to learn hilchas nida. To know muktzah, they have to learn hilchas muktzah. Is it a hechsher mitzvah for the mitzvah? It's not Talmud Torah. Or is it a Talmud Torah dikadin? It's an Eltas Talmud Torah, maybe it's a Talmud Torah Dikadin that they have to learn the mitzvahs Hashem Bethlehem. So there appears to be a stiras hagra in this inyan. I didn't see anybody ask it, so just think along with me. To me, it seems there's a stira in the gra on this chakira. The Shulchan Aruch says, Chayves Yishalul Maidina Mashaychen Lahem. Gra Chav Vav writes, Ayin Taisa Saita Sham. The Groch of Vav says, so he's taking Tzua Makar. The Makar is the women come to hear, and Taisus there mentions that they have to learn the Din of Mashiach Islam. If this is a Hechsher Mitzvah to know what to do, why do you taking Tzua Gemara and Saita with a Taisus and Saita? That makes sense. If the Groch held that women should learn Torah is just a Hechsher Mitzvah, so what is he saying in Makar? Because they have to know what to do. He says to a Tosfos that says they have to learn the Din of Mashaychalem. It's from this Gra, it seems that it's a Talmud Torah Dikadin. That women, because Torah Shabbat we learn from there, Nashon Bal Lishmaya, so we learn Din of Mashaychalem from Tosfos there. So from this Gra, it sounds like it's a Din in Talmud Torah. However, there's a Gra in Arachayim, Simim Mem Zayin, which seems to say Fakert. There, where it says in the Shulchan Aruch that women say Berchas HaTorah, so the different Mefarshi and Shulchan Aruch give different reasons. Why do women say Berchas HaTorah? The Gra there says that they make Berchas HaTorah Ke'ena Mitzvah V'Aisa, just like they make a Bracha on other mitzvahs, Ke'ena Mitzvah V'Aisa, like Luliv. It says, here's my grammar to make a bracha, Shaifer. It says, here's my grammar to make a bracha. So Talmud Torah is no different. Why didn't the Gra say, because they have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, by Dina Mashaychem Lahem? If the Gra holds it's a Talmud Torah Dikadin, he should have said so. He should have said, they say Berchas HaTorah because of a Dina Mashaychem Lahem. So it seems to me to be something of a stira between these two Dinim and the Gra. And I don't know how to resolve it. I'm really not sure.
Here it's there was a mitzvah of Isa to the difference is she's not whether it's limud atayim or not. for the mitzvah is to learn what they have, what shayach.
How does that answer the question?
No, it's still it's not a stira in whether they will leave and leave it up. You're making the
stira and whether dinam hashachlam is a talmud Torah they can do or not. They're not mitzvah, we all agree. And they can make a bracha. The question is, do they have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah by Dina Mashachalan? That's a shame.
Even for men, is there
a
Talmud Torah?
But the mitzvah is all parts of Limud. It's not only we learn things that are not Lamaisa. We have to learn to know what to do, but it's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
That's why the Talmud Torah
would
not say, I said we need to put them in the mitzvah because they don't see it.
So it's exerts a cost. Anyway, whichever way it seems to be unclear, this din of Isha, I mean, she's a Mechriyavis Lomai. The Rama ends Isha Eina Chayavis Lalamed Esbina, Taira. She doesn't have to teach her son Taira. Makomakim Imezeris Libna. Nothing wrong if she helps her son do homework. Ayla Baila, she asks Ubataira. Chelek Eschar Bahadayu, the famous Gemara that. Noshim of Maizakyad by helping their children. They can only help their children if they learn. How else are they going to help their children? And the husband, maybe helping their children with Tarashim Iksav. So, at any rate, this is the long and short of.
These kids help them prepare for tests. The husbands are busy learning elsewhere.
Good. That's what's saying, that they get scarred for them. That's what Noshim of Maizakyad. Could be that way. Okay. Yeah. Permits in school that they teach Mishnayos? I doubt. I don't know.
What school?
Moshe
is
a
chibur. What does he say?
Yes.
Pirkei Avos. Oh, Pirkei Avos. Because it's me, this derech. Okay. So at any rate, that's what it says. Rabbi Yaakov was famously once said that the Rambam says kilum lam de tiflus. Rav Chanan says kilum lam de tiflus. So he says, if the women are busy with all kinds of tiflus, better this tiflus than the other tiflus. That's supposedly what Rabbi Yaakov said. But that's not a halachic answer. That's
also the tiflus in the Leira.
Tiflus, according to Rashi. Rashi says in Yoni's Nos, Rashi calls it. Yeah. They can learn. Presumably, Hilchas Nida. Why only Hilchas Nida?
They come to Moshe.
Yeah, Achinami. Yeah. I'm not sure what you're getting at. Of course they could, but that's what it says. Dina Mashaychim. Why do they need a title? Why doesn't just one woman ask another woman? In our community, a woman calls a woman and says, "What do you do about this?" And she tells her. So the only reason a person needs a Yoatzos title is for a political statement, so that's a problem. I understand. In those years, you need someone to say that they know. Okay, that's good. So, but the Shulchan Aruch, it's pretty clear, I mean, especially with the comments on the Mubashim. So here, I would... Oh, it's interesting. There's a Shagas Aryeh in Shagas Aryeh Chadashos about women being mechuyev in ksiva sefer Torah. If they have a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah, men atim kisul lechem es hashira azayis sima b'fiyem, write a sefer Torah and teach it. So the Shagas Aryeh is toila the dinim of ksiva sefer Torah benashim to the dinim of limud talmud Torah lenashim. And I don't know if they have a mitzvah of lima Torah shav iksav. He says they should have a mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. Never heard such a thing that women should have a mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah.
Maybe you could certainly rely on the Rosh, who says that ksiva sefer Torah is
body's far. His question is on the derais. If the mitzvah derais ksiva sefer Torah, how you do it? You're right. That's the Shagas Aryeh's. Claire, you have to be a mechuyev b'ksiva in order to be kaisei. So that's his Claire. I think he's telling the machlekes rishayim at the end. Anita is not supposed to look at the ksava of a sefer Torah. It says in Shulchan Aruch. The Rama says I don't do machayev, but the Sardim. Shulchan Aruch says a woman shouldn't look at a sefer Torah bisman nidusa, whatever that means. Okay. A woman is a mashkiach. Ramesh has a tshuva. It's a question of srara, dear. It's a question of exerts a kosov of srara.
But I said, if a woman always goes to shul, she can look at the stuff. She only wants to come, wants to
write. Right, let's look at the Shirei Bracha. Shirei Bracha brings in another topic. Shirei Bracha is also the Chidah. The Chidah wrote Birkei Yosef, and later on he wrote Shirei Bracha, the leftovers. He actually wrote it twice. His first Shirei Bracha is printed with the Birkei Yosef, then printed separately as a separate Shirei Bracha. In middle he says, Omru b'chagiga, daf yud gimel, Omer Rebami, ein meiser in divrei Torah loy v'kechavim. Shnei b'al yosachin chogim, shrotam b'al yedon. That's a Gemara. The Gemara says not to teach Torah to Goyim. The Rambam brings it. He says, "Afilu l'olam de aleph beis avoyin gadol elhu." Harav Devar Shmuel. This is already a big chiddush. That even teaching aleph beis to a guy is asur, which today in Israel is done. They hire Filipinos. They got to teach them the aleph beis, or else they can't. They can't. So the Shlach HaKadosh writes about this, that the aleph beis has in it all the seidus chachma. Yeah. And aim by the very Torah of Nachri, not teach it to a guy. So there's a the Rambam says that you can teach Torah Shabbiksav. There's a famous Chuvas from Akiva Eger and a Marsha that argue. The Marsha asks how the Ger who came to Beishamay Bishil to learn Torah, how they were able to teach him anything. The Marsha says, "Now teach a guy Torah. You can't teach him Vaftal Echa Kamaicha Zekal Gadol B'Torah." So the Marsha says, "If it's Daita Liz Gayer, that it's Mutter. That a guy who's coming to be Megayer, you're allowed to teach." Rabbi Kivager in the Tshuva disputes that. He says, "Where's there a Heta? We don't need the Gayerin. So what Heta do we have to teach Torah to a guy because it's Daita to become a Gayer?" So that Rabbi Kivager is seen as a Das Yachid. Because he can't have Gerim. When they come to be Megai, you have to tell them Mitzvah Mitzvah Kalois, Mitzvah Mitzvah Chaburais. So you can just tell them without teaching them. It's, the whole thing is not Shayach. So this is an issue. Now Ramesha has a famous Truva, a Shita, and a few Truvas, about Lima Torah Lagayim. About the Heter. He has a Heter in teaching Torah to Gayim. He was asked, in one of the Truvas, he was asked by a Rebbe in an out-of-town day school. He said, "There are some boys in my class. Well, halachically, Goyim. Halachically, they're Goyim. The mother had a conservative conversion or something like that. And halachically, he's a guy. He's being raised as a Jew. He's in the class. You know, if I tell him, 'You're a guy, get out,' they're going to fire me. You know, what do I do?" So Ramesha writes a chiddush. He says the following. He has a second tshuva about someone who wants to invite an intermarried couple to the Seder. He has a woman relative that married a guy. And the child is Jewish. And he wants to try to stay close with the child. So he wants to invite them to the Seder. But, you know, the child comes with his Goyish father. It's a package deal. So at the Seder, you speak out Torah. You know, I'll teach Torah to a guy. So Rav Moshe writes in both Tshuvas that the Isser is only Mishpatim Bal Yadom. It's an Isser to teach a guy directly. If you're teaching a Jew, and a guy listens, and a guy pays attention, so then there's no Isser. The Isser is teaching him. It's not that the guy is that divrei Torah to a guy is treif. It's that it's mishpatim b'yidom. Torah is ours. It's not the guy. We don't go and teach Goyim. If a guy is listening when you're teaching a Yid, so then it's mutter. I think he writes in his third tshuva, the tshuva to Rabbi Teitz about Torah on the radio. Guy could tune in. And the same thing, he writes, this Yisoid, that you're allowed to do it. That's what I relied on. A few times I had, actually, Goyim who came to the Navi Shir, started to come regularly. One I know was Megayer, the second one I'm not sure. But the same had to.
Rabbi, for the day school, how did that help? I mean, you have to get the kid to say it. You can't just ignore the kid and say, listen. And
you ask him to say the Gemara. I don't know. Show favoritism to him, you know. You don't... showing favoritism to him because you're not okay. At any rate, that's Sivav. Siv Zayin, Eim Alamdin Torah LeTalmid Sheinei Hagun, Elamazim and I say Lamutav Umenagin I say B'Derech Yishara. The Talmud Sheinei Hagun, which is very hard to define, what it means a Talmud Sheinu Chachmah doesn't pay attention, that doesn't make him a Talmud Sheinu Chachmah. But whatever it means, you don't teach him Torah. First, you teach him Musar. Mazin Rais Elamotiv. That means Musar, or you Makarev him. Umarigan Rais Ebederach Yisharo. Baitkin Raisai. Va'achakach Medisai Lebesamed Yishu Malamdin Raisai. This is a Mechaber without comment, that the person shouldn't teach Torah Le Talmud She'ein Ayhagun. So it's clear from numerous cases in the Gemara. First of all, the Gemara in Brachis, we're going to get to it soon, in Daf Chav Ches, Rab Gamliel didn't let anyone into the Beis Medrash. It was Ein Teichei Kebarai. If it was, if he wasn't really as frum as he pretended to be. And Rabbi Lezman Azariah came in and he let them in. At the end, Rab Gamliel was masking. The Gemara sounds like Rab Gamliel was wrong. So Ein Teichei Kebarai, you're allowed to let in. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes here, it's not a kasha, because Talmud Sheinei Hagun doesn't mean that he has to be a tzaddik. You could be Hagunim, and you could be somebody who's not Eiskarbit, who's not not worked out of Midas. So the question is always, what constitutes Talmud Sheinei Hagun? And that's a very hard thing. Rav Moshe writes in his Truva about throwing a boy out of yeshiva that only if he disrupts others. If he doesn't disrupt others, you don't have a heter. Now the question is always, what does it mean he disrupts others? I mean, a boy in the class who's making comments disrupts the class. Does that mean every boy who disrupts the class gets thrown out? I don't know. It's a very, very hard thing. It's a terrible thing to be a menal in a yeshiva. Being a Rebbe is hard enough, but a menal has to make hanhola decisions. It's like impossible. Like if you take the needs of chanech na api darkai, so you can't succeed in a yeshiva. Yeshiva can't succeed. Unless you worry about the ma'isid. When you worry about the ma'isid, you do things that are wrong for the yechidim. It's like it's really an impossible thing to be any type of menal in the yeshiva. You have to do things that are, I don't know how to say it, but it's a terrible thing to accept to be any type of menal. I assume nobody has a menal. So, OCB at work now. It's just a terrible thing, yeah. What about it? You know there are no guarantees, right? Okay. So you have to try. You have to try zero lamutiv. That's what it says. It doesn't say throw him out. It says zero lamutiv.
That's
what it
says.
It's not a good eitzah. The best eitzah is every yeshiva should have a mixture of children, like when we grew up. To have yeshivas where you put everyone is struggling together, everyone gets drawn down to the weakest element. Because there are people who are distracted, and it's one thing if they don't learn, it's one thing if they've been lacking Yerushamayim. So if we had a thermometer, you could put it under his tongue and see if he's lacking Yerushamayim, it would be good. But what ends up happening is the boys who are lacking Yerushamayim and the boys who are just not able to learn, don't have the head for it, they end up thrown in the same class. And that drags them down. The whole system of elitist yeshivas is a very destructive thing to Klal Yisrael. So it comes out a boy who's a Yerei Shemayim, he's just not so strong, he doesn't have a place to go. He's left by the time he gets to Masifta, the only place he can go is a place with others, you know, who are smoking and doing other things that are that lack in Yerei Shemayim. It's a problem. But, I don't know. Sifches is the reverse. Harav Sheinu Holech B'Derech Tova, a Rebbe who is not behaving properly, af bisha chacham gadol hu, v'chala am tzrichin lai, ein lemeidim mimenu at shiyazel lemutav. Even the fact that by yazel lemutav you could is a chiddush, but naturally it doesn't belong in a classroom, somebody who is not behaving properly. The shach is marich here on the problem with Remeir who learned from Acher. The Gemara says Remeir learned from Acher because rimay matzah, teichay ochal, v'klipa zorak. He was able to choose the good from the bad. So why does it say in Shulchan Aruch that it's mutter to learn for Rabbi Sheni Hagen in certain cases? So the Shach has two terutzim. His first terutz is that we're not roi lekach. In our generation, we're not remeya. We can't choose and pick what to learn from a Rabbi Sheni Hagen. And at the end, he brings a going of Imori terutz. He says that we don't pass like remeya. Remeya is a das yachid. No one else went to Acher. Remeya was the yachid who learned from him. So you're not supposed to learn from him. So this is the klal. There was a big tumult in my day before the art scrolls about whether one should use a jastro or shouldn't use a jastro. Well, that's called learning from a Rebbe Sheinei Hagun. So, I don't know, there are a lot of A lot of fascinating back and forth. Rav Menashe Klein wrote a fascinating tshuva on using something like a jastro. And besides, there's a problem that it's not always accurate. That's a side problem. He writes things like Tcheles is purple, and Erison is engagement. He writes a lot of things that are they're just technically incorrect. He writes a prusbel you have to write before you give a loan. I mean, there are things that are just technically incorrect. He was a genius of a man, but besides that, he himself was not Yirei Shamayim. And the question is whether a person could use such a thing or not. They bring that some Sefer in his Tzava wrote a Cheirim, an Isser, against learning from Mendelssohn's Beor. Mendelssohn wrote a Beor. His Beor was a German translation of the Chumash, which was accurate. Nobody ever caught an inaccuracy there. But he wrote it not to teach German-speaking people Chumash, but to teach Chumash-learning people German. That was his purpose. That was to pull people towards the secular studies. And the Chasam Sefer in his Tzavar wrote a Cheirim, and he quotes that in regard to the Jastro. The difference is that the Jastro, you're not really learning Torah from him. It's a dictionary. The Gemara says that Lo Sid Lavei, the Romans are going to say, we want Schar, we built bridges so Yidden could go learn. The Bayan Shalom said, you didn't build it so Yidden could go learn, you built it to collect the tolls. Yeah. So you don't get Schar. So the fact that that he wrote it is not... So I don't know. I don't know that it's a problem. Grada, I use the Jastro. It's very good to find cross-references. You have a rare word, and you pull out the Jastro. He tells you where else it is. Today they have the Maisa Rashi on the side, so you don't need it that much. But anyway, this is just one of the tovos about learning from somebody, Sheinei Hogun. Okay. So that's Siv Zaynechess. Let's go on to Siv Tess. Ketza Melamdim. So here I have a kasha on the Minhag HaOlam. I should point out the Gilyam Arsha, interesting Gilyam Arsha, and Shachs of Kot Neches. Kasha Perakam the Chagiga, Ayin Sefer Oil Yaakov, Rabbi Yosef Sesportis. Rabbi Yosef Sesportis was the big Leichem against Shabtai Tzvi. He really put his life in danger. He was the big Leichem. There was a shaila. One of the things that Shabtai Tzvi started was duchening. They should duchen on Shabbos. So they had a shaila from the Netherlands. They wrote a shaila to that when Shabtai Tzvi came, they started duchening on Shabbos. And when he was exposed as a fraud, they wanted to know if they should stop or they should continue, because Be'etzem, there's no reason, we don't know why we don't duchen. The Ashkenazim have minig not to duchen achot floretz. So they asked. So this, in his tshuva there, he shows that a minig whose root is from something bad, even if it's a minig toiv, should not be continued. Of course, he brings in the matseva, which is a minig that started toiv, even that we abandon. And so he writes that. Okay, let's go to Sif Test. Ketzer Melamdin, Harav Yoshev Barosh, Talmidim Lefanav, Mukofin Ka'atara, Kidei Shiyukulam Royim Es Harav. The Gemara says, Rameya said, Ilu Reisi Rebbe, Reisi Rebbe Mechayrav, Vesinu Meponav, it would have been better. So everybody should be situated so they could see Meponav, if it's doable. Vesheimin Devarav, Le'eshev Arav HaKisei, V'talmid of HaKarka, Elo'oi HaKoyal HaLo'ores, Oi HaKoyal HaKisois. This interesting din, which for some reason is not observed, that in Limud HaTorah, it's Osir for the Rebbe to have a better seat than the Talmidim. The Gemara Ma'id Katan says that David HaMelech started teaching. His Rebbe died, he started teaching. They gave him Karim V'Kastos to sit on, a padded seat. And he said, if the Talmidim don't have Karim V'Kastos, or either all of us on the Karka, or all of us on Kisais. And it has to do with the Hashkafa of Limud HaTorah, that the Hashkafa of Limud HaTorah is such that the Rebbe and Talmidim, because Mandal Isaac and their learning have a certain uniformity in tumbling and learning. So there's not the minik today. The minik today in most shuls or yeshivas is they have nicer seats, padded seats for Magid Shir, and the old-fashioned desks for the Talmidim. So I'm not sure. It seems to be violate a sufficient Shulchan Aruch. Anybody have an answer? So it could be that the Rav has nothing to do with him being a teacher, just an older person, and you're supposed to mechabit older people. So that's a heter. But then if it's not an old person, then there's no heter. Older, what's a, if he's ben shishim, ben shivim, you have to be mechabit and ben shishim according to some. Someone's a few years older than you, you have to mechabit just like someone's a few years younger than you. And the etzem limud haTorah, you also have to, always have to be mechabit a rabbi. So I don't understand this din. There are a few dinim that say Meferish and Shulchan Aruch that I don't know. Maybe now it could be we'll rely on the Ramah. There's a Ramah on the next page. V'yeshayim davka shegiya tamidim l'kal smicha. That it's hard to see that this Das Yachid, okay, the Ramah brings it as Yeshayim. V'rav ha'lemi l'aydei meturgim and dinam disbaru b'fnim l'kosan ha'rav ki'enam shrichim. So I guess the Minhag Olam is to be samech on this Ramah. I don't know how to understand. But could be if the Rebbe's a Gila Klal Smicha and they're not. So for that reason, he gets a better seat. But otherwise, if the Talmidim are, it doesn't say they're smart, it have to be as smart as him. If they're Gila Klal Smicha, then it's different.
Rebbe, they don't fit Katara either, not Mukav Katara.
Well, just they all have to see the Rebbe. So it depends how big the room is. If you have 25 young men in a room, you always try to get a seat in the back. So you don't want the Rebbe to see you. That's why. What?
The art historical pictures of the Rav give my chair standing and all the Talmidim standing around the Rav.
Therefore what? I don't get what?
The art historical photos.
Historic photos. Well, the Gemara says, until Rav Gamliel's time, Gemara's a Megillah. The Gemara says, the Gemara cites this, says, Mishmei, so Rav Gamliel bought the Kavod HaTorah. So the Gemara says that in up to Rav Gamliel's time, they all learned standing. Like Kulam B'Yeshiva, Kulam B'Amida. Totally, they all learned standing, and after Rav Gamliel's time, they learned sitting. So the Rishonim they ask from Gemaras that say they were sitting. So they say the sugyas kashos they had to sit. Whatever he gave an oral shear, the rachos was bamida. The shach brings it here. Perakah kariyame. So kushay Rishonim kulam aimdim. So that's the way it was. So I don't know. The pictures are presumably not from before Rav Gamliel. Presumably after Rav Gamliel.
But in Europe, and when the yeshivas were standing,
everyone stood in shear. Really, it's interesting. Really, for lack of seats, or is that what they learned? So I remember seeing a picture in of Slobodka. They're all crowded around, but there's no mic. And it looks like about 200 fellas, so and you have an LTE in Sega Shear, so they had to crowd around him to hear him. But in a place of 20 people, they also all stood. It's very good. They're out to fall asleep standing. You know, and it helps. Definitely helps. Okay. By Bezdin, by Sanhedrin, they had a row, Hikarem. It's true. He's saying when they said Shear. Even when they had to be ma'ayin into something, they used to sit. Okay, but another easy sif, sif yod. Harav shalimei b'lo yavinu ha-talmidim lo yuchais aleihem. A Rebbe who teaches, and the talmidim are not understanding it, so he shouldn't get angry at them. El ha-shayna v'chayza ha-dava kama pa'amim. Of course, Repreda is the famous example of this. To teach and review many times, that yavinu oimek ha-halacha, and it's a command to the Talmud that he shouldn't say I understood when he didn't. He tells Rabbi, what can I do? I don't understand. So of course this is the Gemara of Rav Preda, who taught his Talmud maybe 400 times. Ramesha asks 800 times. The Ramesha asks Akasha that the Gemara there says that by Rabbi Preda that he taught all that many times, and the Gemara in Kedushin says hulu mitaru b'nai hulu mitaru and hu chadit fei, so hu kaidim l'b'nai. We had this the other week, so make up your mind. You better learn. Why is Rabbi Preda teaching you? Let Preda learn for himself. He was obviously chadit fei in the Talmud. So Rechaim Shmulevitz has a famous teretz He says that that was Rav Preda's Musa Seder. His Musa Seder was when he learned with this Talmud. You know, I know some people like that. It's Musa Seder to learn with it. But Rav Moshe writes that Mekan Shein Lamed Al Ikar Adin B'Dvarim Halalu. He says when it comes to teaching and learning, you shouldn't be oimed things on Ikar Adin. The Ikar Adin is you come first. But when it comes to teaching Torah, you shouldn't be oimed things on Ikar Adin. That's where Rav Moshe writes that Tshuva. In Dibros Moshe first on Kedushin, and later in a tshuva, that a person should give 10% of his time to teach people that are on a lower level than him to help others. Just like you give ma'aseh from yourself, you should give ma'aseh from your time to learn as well.
What about the most not from a levy that after 5 years you just give up?
Give up on a certain level. You don't stop learning. Period. You give up on a certain level. Right, there's one more Musa Sif. Let's get this. Too much to spread Musa over 2 weeks. Let's not roll 1 week. Sif Yud Aleph. Lo yehei atalmid boish mechaveiroi shalomid beparmishayna ishniya vuhu loy lamad. I feel acher kama pa'amim. This is a problem today. Where boys feel inadequate. They have friends who understood the first and second time. And they don't understand. I feel acher kama pa'amim. If this bayish b'dova zed, nimsa nichtis v'yaitel b'samed, shvuhu loy lamad klum. Alkein amru loy habayshan lamad loy made, v'loy hakapdon malamed. An important thing to have the proper attitude, the proper midas when a person is learning or when a person is teaching. Because it's too deep. Because they don't have this intelligence. Aval im nikola rav she misrashlam b'divrei Torah u'misrapim aleihem. If they're playing with their texting under the under the desk, so it's nikkur to the rav that there's a reason they don't understand. Lefikach lo yavinu, chayiv lichais aleihem ulachlimam bidvarim. Look at that. He's chayiv to get angry at them and to embarrass them with words. Kedei lechadadon. Alzeh amru zroik mara b'talmidim. Lefikach ein roi l'rav linoi kalas roish b'nei talmidim. It's inappropriate for Rebbe to behave in a light way in front of Talmidim, v'loy lischeik b'fneiem, v'loy lecha v'lishtay simoem, k'day she'em asem u'telas aleim, v'yilnudu mimenu harbe. There has to be a certain awe, so they should learn, v'yilnudu mimenu mehera. Rav Palm once, at a question and answer session in Torah Masorah, he said he doesn't agree with the Rebbeim that play ball with Talmidim. He thinks that there has to be a certain separation. And it caused an uproar, there's a chachma that playing ball with Talmidim is the best thing to do. But it's a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Lo yilischeik b'fneiem. The question is, maybe if Talmidim today, certain Talmidim, who it's not for teaching, it's for Kirov, so it's one thing. But for those who are coming to learn, so there is this inyan for the Shmeinah Shabashminis of Gaiva that a Rebbe should have before his Talmidim. Okay, what? Says to embarrass them with words. There's a rule that's very important to remember, which I mentioned Navi Shir a number of times, that in a mitzvah b'tzura saveira, there are certain things that are called a mitzvah that comes in the form of an aveira. For example, yibum. Yibum is a mitzvah, but it's in the tzura of marrying a sister-in-law, which is an aveira. It's a mitzvah b'tzura saveira. A mitzvah b'tzura saveira has to be lishma. If it's not lishma, you're not allowed to do it. The Gemara says that we don't do yibum because we don't do it lishma. Or the Mishnah Berurah says by lashon hara l'tayelis. It's a chiyuv to say lashon hara l'tayelis. But one of the nine conditions of the Chafetz Chaim is that you have no sinner for the person. If you're not doing it lishma, he says you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed because a mitzvah that has a form that would otherwise be an aveira has to be done lishma, and certainly lachlimam bidvarim to get angry and to embarrass someone, a person has to be sure he's doing it lishma. He's doing it from his own personal frustrations. First of all, he's going to make mistakes. Second of all, he has no heter. But there is with the proper cheshbon, there is a heter. There's a place of discipline in the classroom. Okay, we return to more halachas next week.